You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
No, John. Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back on this Feel Good Friday, hour number three here of X's and Bros, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. It's a pleasure to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to get aggravated at 21,000. Sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Find our podcast, anything you may have missed, listen back to anything you want on demand via SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app, and listen online anytime, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Danica Hadlin is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino as we get geared up and ready to go for hour number three. It's been a tough morning. It has been a tough morning, folks. They have been getting badgered. Two straight days I've been getting hit over the head because I like Juwan Howard and everybody hates me. But that's okay. I'm used to it. If you're watching on Comcast right now, Channel 900, you could see I got the C-Web jersey behind me. I have so many questions that I would like to ask. I'm going to have to get in on one of these post-game Zooms one time. I just don't know how to do it, like to be able to mount it to my car. Driving conditions were not ideal last night. They weren't terrible, but they weren't ideal. Dan, how much longer did it take you to get home last night from Chrysler Center versus like a normal night?
Oh, not much. Probably 5 minutes. It wasn't really terrible. Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Man, I had some slow set, but I mean, hey, the conditions were.
Oh, there was some traffic for sure.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm like, yo, what is everybody? It's midnight. What are you people doing out here? Game took way too long. Second half last night, Rutgers in Michigan. Dan working for Fox Sports 1, myself working for Michigan, and the first half was cruising right along. 8 total fouls, feeling real good about life. It's like, hell yeah. This is the way. In the second half, it was like, you got to be kidding. We're going to do this. We're going to.
I think it was.
We're going to go double bonus. What happened to we're going to keep it moving, Dan? What happened to that?
Hey,
you tell Scary Larry what happened. Put that whistle away, Chief.
Yeah, it was. I think one team, was it Rutgers, was in the bonus by 9 minutes and Michigan was in the bonus by 7 minutes. So it was just, yeah, it was not fun.
And the media timeouts. I love Fox Sports. I'm all for it. I think that, you know, the fact that ESPN is the quote-unquote worldwide leader in sports and they need some competition because ESPN is heavily invested in the products in which they carry, right? So remember when they had Premier League Soccer, you'd see Premier League highlights all the time. Like, if you're going to be the worldwide leader, I want highlights from every game. They don't have the NHL product anymore. That's why you never see the NHL on ESPN. There were NHL, NBA, and college football games on, and today is going to be the Carson Wentz show all day long. I want to know what happened last night. Like, show me what happened last night. That's what I care. Like, I like the old Sports Center. I'm old school. I'm not evolving with the times, right? Maybe that's a me problem. But Fox Sports 1, God bless them. I love the herd. Love their programming. I like Shannon and Skip. They're funny. Skip. You know what I don't love? 3 minute and 20 second media timeouts. I don't love that at all. 9 p.m. start time. Ryan, do you know what preceded the Michigan game last night? Michigan versus Rutgers inside Chrysler Center for the number 3 team in the country in a Big Ten conference matchup being seen by a majority of the East Coast. Do you know what preceded?
Yes, because I was watching like 10 minutes beforehand. I was like getting the TV already. It was the USA Women's National Soccer Team versus the Canadian women's national soccer team in the She Believes Cup. I believe it's the United States' 26th straight international win. They won 1-0. Eat it, Canada. So that's what preceded Michigan, and I guess that's why it was a 9 o'clock tip-off.
You can't be that sad, Anthony. It wasn't.
Dan.
It's the women's national team.
Yeah, they're ranked number one in the nation. Michigan's only ranked third.
Yeah, okay. Well, hello, capitalism. Let's not go this route this morning. Let's not go here. Not do it.
They're ranked number one. Michigan's ranked number three.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll change by the end of the year, but.
Can you, like, imagine if you had a product, right? Imagine if you had a product. And you have two products, actually. One of which is a Rolex. The other one is a Timex. Now, the demand for the Rolex will be greater than the Timex. Am I correct in this? The amount of people that will want the Rolex is higher than the Timex.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some people sitting on their couch that really like the Timex's, you know, history and ability to do things.
I'm sure some people love the Timex.
They believe the Timex is the best option for them.
Which is totally fine. So they can purchase the Timex, but they're going to purchase it at a lower cost than the Rolex. Right? And you know what we call that? It's capitalism.
Timex could go for a lot more than a Rolex.
That's never going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen. Not when you have hundreds of millions of people watching the Men's World Cup, which is the analogy that we're using here. It's just preposterous to me. It's not anything personal. It's strictly business. And if you look at the business model, don't lose to the U15 Dallas FC boys team. Like, come on. You can't and get smoked by them. Like, don't go this route. Like, not. It's too early. It's Friday. We're feeling good, right? Feel good Friday? Are we feeling good? I feel like Halle Berry right now, Monsters Ball. Make me feel good. You know that scene? Of course you know that scene. Billy Bob? No, you don't know that scene?
Yes, we know the scene, Anthony.
I just need you to confirm. That's all I...
We were children back then, though. We're not supposed
Halle
to...
Halle Berry was something.
Mom, I never watched that movie, okay? Gosh.
Halle Berry was something. My God. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news. Philadelphia Eagles have traded quarterback Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts for two draft picks. More on that coming up next. The NFL has increased their 2021 salary cap minimum to $180 million. That's a good sign for all involved, especially for teams like the Lions, who are a little bit over the cap. Time to make some cuts. The NFL is going to test new position-specific helmet designs for linemen. It's pretty interesting. You know, we always talk about the big hits, but what about the sustained helmet-to-helmet, getting off the ball, line of scrimmage, that crunch every time you hear it? And Bob Wiley's stomach jiggles. Former Browns coach talking about stretching. There are guys in Normandy, think they're getting off the boat, think they're worried about stretching, running across the beach. Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James, Brooklyn Nets forward Kevin Durant were named captains for next month's NBA All-Star Game. That was last night. James and Durant will pick their respective teams from the remaining 22 All-Stars on March 4th after getting most votes of any player in either conference. So,
is LeBron going to sit out?
You know, I don't know. I
think it would be hilarious if he got voted as a captain and then just said, no, I don't want it. I don't want to play.
Yeah, I think Adam Silver has to have the phone call there. And you know, when we talked to Steve Ashburner, a senior writer, NBA.com, was it last week where he was, you know, I asked him, is this the right thing to do? And he's like, they got to do right by their TV partners. And it's a business. It absolutely is. I understand, you know, they're trying to put all the protocols in place. Like, they're trying to operate a business in which people are in close contact during a pandemic. Like, it's a tough ask for everybody.
I understand the aspect of, like, we got to do our TV partners right, but Adam Silver's coming out as really arrogant during all of this.
Yeah, it's a big miss. And he doesn't miss. He doesn't usually miss.
Right.
But I think this is pretty tone deaf. This is like a senator leaving a state that's in a state of emergency right now.
Right. And yeah. He like, saw one clip of him. He's like, no, like, we're going to play every game possible in a pandemic as safely as we can. It's like, yeah. Like, regular season, we get it, but this is an unnecessary game that doesn't count towards anything.
Yeah, it's
so why put the players at risk for the second half of their season
And if you wanted to do it, you could elect the All-Stars and have like a show, do an hour-long program, and be done with it. We'll step aside. We've got more X's and Bros coming up after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Welcome back here. Hour three of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. We got a crazy text that just came in. Crazy. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527. Question is, would you guys die at 57 years old if you were promised your name on the most precious award like the Lombardi? And does this mean that we're professional football players and that we die because of like the long-term ramifications of playing professional football? Is this just like, are we going to die at 57 for the Lions to win a title?
Right. Do you know when you're going to die at 57, or is it the moment you turn 57? There's a lot.
Let's say the moment you turn 50, the moment you turn 57. But what I need to know is that am I dying for a Lions Super Bowl, or am I dying because I played NFL football, made 50 million plus? And this is just the long-term ramification of playing football. If this is in relation to, you know, the unfortunate incidents that took place in Florida where, you know, we lost a young man at the age of 38, Vincent Jackson. You know, his brain is being donated now to Boston University CTE Center as new details on his passing have been announced. So it's a... It's interesting, you know, based on the timeline of events described in the initial case summary provided to ESPN by the medical examiner's office, Jackson was located by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office as a part of a welfare check on February 12th. And then on February 13th and 14th, the hotel staff entered his room and noticed that he was seated on the couch but slouched over. They assumed he was sleeping and left the room. That's rough.
No.
That's what it says. That's what it says. There were no medications found on the scene.
I did see that that he may have been dead for a couple days, but I did not realize it was due to that. That stinks.
Yeah, the New York Times first reported Thursday that the Jackson family had donated the brain to be used CTE Center. So I don't know, man. It's I'm not look at 57. So people talk about this all the time. Like, this food is to die for. That's to die for. I'd die for my team to go to the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, not me, man. Not me. I'm good. I'm good. At 57, I mean, I think 57. Hell, I think about my parents, and you know, both of them older than the ages of 57, and since they turned 57 individually, like how our relationship has grown, how special that's been to me. Like, I don't want to give up on my children at 57, and I'd like to be able to meet my grandchildren. So, no. No, but if you're that's if I got to die for the Lions to win the Super Bowl, that's never going to happen. If you're telling me I can play pro football, but on the backside of playing professional NFL football, I'm going to have my life shortened, which is, I mean, that's, it takes years off your life. Like, that's pretty much that. We know that much. We know that much is true. We know that it's a very violent game played by violent people. That's why we love it. That is why in the human psychology, you know, when you're taught in Martellus Bennett, I believe, Dan brought this to my attention. He was tweeting about it, about a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago,
where he was talking about just being wired, you know, from a very young age. I mean, you're taught to be overly aggressive. You're taught to be strong. You're taught to be mean. You're taught to be violent. You know, whistle to whistle, finish the play. And a lot of times there are people that can't turn that switch off. And after prolonged, continuous shots to the head, there is going to be damage. Like, think about Muhammad Ali. And what do we attribute his Parkinson's to? Like, continuous shots to the head. Like, your brain is not supposed to. But at the same time, that's the reason we love the sport, because there are only so very few that can make it to that level. There's only a handful that can make it to the NFL level. And then to make it there, to have a long career, to have success, do you realize what Tom Brady is doing right in front of our eyes? In the most violent sport that we have, he is 43 years old and just won a Super Bowl. That is simply his seventh Super Bowl. Consistent, sustained success. He put out that video. You know, there was a story going around that he was stretching and doing sprints before like some celebrity golf thing, and somebody had walked up to him and said, like, "Hey man, like what are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to win a Super Bowl," and it was during the summer before a golf event. "I'm trying to win a Super Bowl." And he's stretching and sprinting before he's supposed to go out there and
enjoy. That's just like a legendary response, though. Of course he said it. Even if he didn't say it, that's what I hope the story would be.
In the words of Freddie the Flippin' Pizza Man, drop your pizza nuts on the table, right?
And then like, go ask that, Gronk that about his sprints. Like, no, I did those Tuesday.
And he's like, "Hur-h-h-h-h." And Tom Brady's out here like clean cut. He's juicing. Oh, it was the witchcraft thing. And they put out the video, like whatever they call it, like voodoo witchcraft or whatever. And it's, you know, he's going through his workout routines and he's getting his massage and he's juice cleansing it. Like, it works. Should he pay back his payroll protection plan money? Absolutely he should for the TB12 stuff. Like, you're worth way too much money to be getting that kind of assistance that's meant for small businesses. So, Tom, I'm not very happy with you about that. Tisk tisk. I'm not good with that. But outside of that, yeah, Tom Brady's, like, this is unheard of. It's never been done before. It's living, breathing, walking, playing history. It's incredible. I'm not going to die at 57 for my franchise to win a Super Bowl, but if you're telling me I got the opportunity to play professional football, but my life, I don't know. I really don't. Is the money worth it? I don't come from a situation where we desperately need that to change all of our lives. I'm not saying that we're not, you know, Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying? We're not the, you know, I'm trying to think of a family here. I can't think of a family name, but, you know, whatever.
Kennedys.
You know? Yeah, we're not the Kennedys. Neither the presidential candidate or the Kennedys that own the grocery stores all across Michigan. We're neither one of them. They had a beautiful lake house, by the way. My grandpa knew them because they were friends because they were both in the grocery business. But it, neither here nor there. Like, I don't know if I'm going to sell my soul for $50 million. Like, too many people, I think, are willing to do so. But there's plenty to do with life without having to have that Rolex, that Ferrari, that 10,000 square foot,
that Timex.
I don't even wear a watch. I got a cell phone. What do I need to wear a watch for? I rarely wear a watch. I got a cell phone. This watch right here, it's got the internet and it's got a computer. It's got everything you need on it. So, and it tells time. So it's right there all the time. I just don't know if I'm going to do that. Carson Wentz got dealt. What did you guys make of this, by the way? Philadelphia trading Carson Wentz to the Colts. They get a 2021 third round pick and a conditional 2022 second round pick. I don't know if Carson Wentz makes, Carson Wentz was on pace to have an MVP season before he got hurt. He's got some talent there, reunited with Frank Reich. Could be a nice, really nice fit there in Indy, but Indy's ready to go right now. I don't like the way that Jalen Hurts is just being disregarded. Like, oh, Philly's got to go get a quarterback at six. Like, they just got one in Jalen Hurts. That's why they drafted him. They're moving on from Carson Wentz because they didn't believe he could stay healthy and duplicate that MVP-esque run that he had a couple years ago when he got injured. Nick Foles came in. They won the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl in spite of Carson Wentz being hurt. The Eagles will receive the 85th overall pick in this year's draft. They didn't get, like, dude, do you know what they traded up to get and what the Browns did with those picks? Ridiculous. The Eagles got the 2016 number two, which was Carson Wentz, the 2016 132, which was Donald Pumphrey. The Eagles gave pick number 8, number 12, number 64, number 77, number 100 to the Browns. They got fleeced. They won a Super Bowl without the guy that went and drafted. Now they got to trade him. They get two picks back. Like
that, and the Browns traded all of those picks.
Oh, that's a mess. Warren Sharp had a great tweet. Great find there.
Yeah.
Warren Sharp had a great tweet about what all those picks turned into. And it's like, geez, Louise, you know why there are some teams that can't get out of the cellar. And that's why right there. All right, we'll step aside. Coming up, our final segment of the week. We're going to talk about Michigan last night. Take a look at the week ahead. We'll get our best bets as well. All that and more coming up here at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the sportsbook ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We got Carlos on the horn. Carlos, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, I called in to give Freddie his love, man. I think it's incredible what's happened to Freddie. You know, we live on a big blue marble and have for thousands of years. And never, ever in the history of pizza man business has someone been able to tell the world how good their pizza is. And a dude showed up and gave him an 8-7. Now, my wife follows this dude, and I'm telling you, the world knows. So big ups to Freddie, man. Those nuts, and you're right, those nuts. This dude shows up, and whatever he says, you know, it's going to go for at least the next year or so, or until he disappears. And right now, he's hotter than a $2 bill.
He's in great shape. That's for sure. It's awesome for him.
Hey, and real quick, as far as Freddie goes, I think he skates a little bit into cynicism. You know, the Juwan Howard, man, Michigan fans should celebrate him. You know, the upward trend started in 2019, so this isn't newfound success. It's continued. Now, you want to brand it that he's arrived or whatever. You know what I mean? That you're entering into the Hall of Fame. But celebrating success, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And the difference, here's the funny difference I see between the two coaches there at that particular school. And one, I think it loves Michigan, right? And he's having success. I think that's why he's there. And Michigan State guy, which I am, should be put on notice right now that if this continues, our reign as the basketball school in this state may be over. Because Izzo's very long in the tooth. I don't know how many summers we'll see with Izzo moving forward in the future. So a void is going to be taken, you know, going to be filled in this state right now in basketball coaches. So I think, Freddie, you're being a little cynical. As far as the Lions go, being a fan takes years off your life. So I don't know what we're just – yeah, playing football takes years off your life. Being a Lions fan has taken some years off my life. I know that. So that's what
Carlos, anybody who's had to go through what this fan base has gone through, I'll just go back like Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary play, for example, like the amount of heartbreak. I mean, it's just – oh, my goodness. It's unreal. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you, Carlos. Even though you're a Sparty, it's totally fine by me. We can all get along. We can all do this together. You know, I had to make Izzo nervous though when Juwan got hired.
Yeah, probably like, this year made him more nervous.
Oh boy.
Once that first recruiting class, seeing what he could do recruiting, made him nervous. But
oh boy! All right. Oof. Jeez. Real quick, who won the trade between the Colts and the Eagles? I'm going to say that the Colts did.
Well,
I'm going to say the Colts did because they got themselves a quarterback. We'll see if Carson Wentz can return to his potential MVP form. That team is ready to go. They've got a run game, and they've got a star in the backfield in the running back. They got an offensive line they can protect. They got a good defense, and they've got familiarity with the quarterback and the coach. Like, I really like that. Philly, on the other hand, people are already talking about them drafting another quarterback, like just throwing Jalen Hurts to the curb. Team is a disaster. How did they go from Super Bowl champion to wheels falling off? I have no idea, but they sold their souls to go up and get Carson Wentz. It didn't really pan out for them, even though they won a Super Bowl in his tenure there. He doesn't get credit for it. They get two picks in return for him. They still pay him $35 million to go play in
Indy.
Yeah,
there's still a dead cap of $33.8 million on the Eagles, which is the largest in NFL history. Like, the fact how badly the Eagles screwed this up is just – it's almost comical.
Would you screw up the Lions for 5 years if they could win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. For they have that one season that Philly had with guys, you know, wearing mascot
when a backup costume heads. When the backup quarterback comes in and wins you a Super Bowl?
Absolutely, I'd do that. I just think that if you're like all those years with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb couldn't do it. And now then you have that season. They get it done. Like it's preposterous. It doesn't even make any sense. But if you're Indy, you know, Jonathan Taylor, I like him a lot. Darius Leonard at linebacker, I like him a lot. Protection there is good. You know, Philip Rivers isn't the most mobile quarterback ever, and he's only sacked 19 times. Like, that's, they've got a defense. Is Carson Wentz an upgrade? We'll have to see. But I mean, they're making a push for it right now. Indy's like, hey, we're close. Like, let's go. We feel like we're close. Can Carson Wentz win them one or two more games this year? I mean, it's Jared Goff to the Lions. The reason I bring this up is because you look at what the Lions got in return. Do they get that same return? You know, they get the bridge quarterback in Goff. Maybe he plays really well and he becomes more than that. But do the Lions get better because of Goff and the draft capital, losing Stafford? L.A. is a team that's ready to go right now. They're trying to win this thing right now. They were 10-6 last year. Does Stafford, does he boost them to an 11-5, to a 12-4 type of club? You know, do they have that in them? Does he have that in him? I really do. I don't think that enough people are really looking at this like, now you're in L.A., now your expectation is a Super Bowl. I don't want to doubt him, but at the same time, I haven't been given anything in, you know, the one playoff, like the year that he did have a good defense, they do make the playoffs. He wasn't exactly stellar in that start. Like, if, what if the LA Rams make the playoffs? They have to play in the wild card weekend, super wild card weekend. They play in super wild card weekend. They flame out and get be like 41-17. Like, you're toast. Then we will have all known. All of us will know. But if you're LA, you're in the Super Bowl conversation, Super Bowl or bust. Seattle, Russell Wilson, they were a 12-win team last year. He wants improvements on the offensive line. I don't think he's going anywhere. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're not going anywhere. So Dan's yelling at me. All right, time now to get to our best bets brought to you by Twin Spires. That's right, Twin Spires. You hear us talk about them on the show. Well, they're back for some more. I'm going to play this song because it's all about Saturday, and we're close to Saturday right now. Twin Spires. Download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. Put a grand in your hand by using the promo code FREE1000. FREE1000. All right, let's get after it, fellas. What do we got here? Oh, Ryan's the one that – he's the mastermind behind all of this.
Yeah,
Last week, Ryan, we had – go ahead.
He messes with me. He, I don't know. I can't keep up with the multi-sport betting.
We had Ryan's last good week, at it. Spieth with the top five finish. Ryan and I had yes. Dan had a no. Oakland was a 1.5-point favorite against Bobby Moe, a.k.a. Robert Morris University. We all took Oakland. We're all losers. New Orleans at Dallas when it came to the over-under at 233.5 points in the NBA. I took the over. The guys took the under. I was a winner there. Memphis and L.A., L.A. 7.5-point favorite. Dan and I both took the L.A. Lakers. They covered that spread. And then Detroit against Boston. Detroit getting 8.5. They did their work. They got it done. Dan and I were winners there. So Dan had a week of 2-3. Ryan 1-4? I went 4-1? What do you got for us this week, Ryan? I like this game.
All right. This week.
All right.
We're spreading across multiple sports again.
Yeah, I see a multi-sport and maybe a interesting tennis one over there. Yep. I don't know what the heck that is.
Let's get weird.
Grandma, you're watching at home. You told me to pick NASCAR. I didn't look up NASCAR. I'm sorry. So,
your grandma likes NASCAR?
She loves NASCAR.
Does she watch every morning?
She watches Best Bets. She watches like the last half hour of the show.
What is her name?
Judy.
Grandma, yeah. Judy, good, yeah, morning to you. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you. We love you.
So, yeah, we did fantasy NASCAR for years. So, yeah, first game. Pistons versus the Grizzlies tonight. Memphis, 5.5-point favorites.
That's Detroit at Memphis. Mm. Memphis minus 5.5. I'm all about beef stew, Jeremy Grant, Josh Jackson, Dennis Smith Jr., Sadiq Bey, Mason Plumlee. Give me the boys. Go Stones. By the way, those throwback jerseys, did you see that edit with the old Bad Boys jerseys? Oh, my God, do those look good. Bring those back right now.
How many uniforms are the Pistons going to have? when all these uniforms debut in a couple
just
years.
Just give us the teal seven back or eight. And give us the Bad Boys back. That's all we're asking. We don't need the Barcelona Motor City jerseys. Pfft, trash. I'll take the Motown Chromes, too. Those were great.
They still wear those. I will take the Pistons. I will the 5.5 points. Yes, give me the
damn
Pistons.
Straight you will, Dan. That's what I'm talking about.
I will not take the Pistons.
Ugh.
I will take Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Why is that, Ryan?
Why is that? Easy.
Xavier, tell
them. They got the X-Men. They got Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. Not playing right now, but Ja Morant. You have Valanciunas literally dropping pizza nuts on players after dunks. So give me the Grizzlies, -5.5.
All right. There we go. Game number two.
Game number two, Red Wings Panthers tonight. We're not doing the line because every hockey line is pretty much -1.5. So we'll do goals over under 5.5 goals tonight in Florida versus Detroit.
Oh, man.
Oh, 5.5. Give me the over. You got to bet on the Panthers to get at least 4. Right? I mean, come on. It's not even a goaltending issue. The Red Wings are just, they're so bad at carrying the puck that the other team has the puck so much more. They just have so many more opportunities. The Red Wings, they need to, at this point when they can't score, they need to play a control game, and they don't. So
4-2 Florida?
Yes.
All right. That's over. I'm going over as well.
I'll go under. I lose every hockey bet, so I'll probably lose this one. That's why I try not to bet hockey, but under the 5.5.
All right.
Next game. This one will hurt my heart on Saturday, as a lot of hurt has been happening for me. Michigan State versus Indiana. But we're not going to pick a line because no line's really been out yet. So we'll go over under. I'm pretty much setting this one 140.5.
Wow. Over under. Who's your daddies against Spartacus at 140.5? We need each team to score 71 points, basically.
I'll take the over.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Ryan, what do you have?
I'm going to take the under. I don't, unless Michigan State's playing Iowa, who's just not good defensively, they cannot keep up scoring. So I'm going to go the under.
I'm going to go under as well. I don't like it, but I'm going to do it just because I have a serious lack of it. But maybe both defenses will be so bad that the offensive game opens up. But who's going to score for Michigan State? By the way, I love Izzo's quote, too. Next game.
Next game. So I'm going to save the big game for our last pick. We're going to go Australian Open Finals. This is a little parlay action mixed in with the best bets. For Osaka and Djokovic to win is +124 for the men's and women's to win. Do they both win the men's and women's final? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm looking up who Osaka is facing.
Jennifer Brady.
Osaka just beat Serena Williams, my bae. So, yeah, she's going to win. And Djokovic is a Serb. All Slavs stick together. Yes. Give me the wins for both.
I will say no. I think Osaka wins, Joker gets knocked down.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I am going to take Osaka and Djokovic. I don't know if I'd bet this since the odds are only at +124, but
all right.
When you play them together, but that's it. Now moving on. We know what Sunday's all about. You have #3 Michigan, #4 Ohio State. It's the game, revisited, winner style. No line has been released yet. I assume Ohio State would probably be favored in this game only because they're at home. So, but I have my own special prop bet for this game.
Ooh.
Over under 2.5 mentions of Ohio State's football dominance over Michigan during the game.
Couldn't just say over under 2.5 mentions about football, right? You had to say Ohio State's dominant.
Because, well, it has to be about the dominance.
Over. They're going to slam it home. It's going to be all over our foreheads. It's been on our foreheads for 20 years. I'm going over.
That's why I'm saying, because like they can mention, it's the game, blah, blah, blah. But it's the Ohio State streak is mentioned over 2.5 times.
Yeah.
I'll take the under. I think Juwan Howard is kind of – the Michigan basketball team has turned it more into them than being about football. So I think the story is Michigan basketball being very good, not Jim Harbaugh underperforming.
The story's – but that's how Michigan basketball's been. It's been like that under John Beilein. They were great teams. Juwan Howard has a great team. What does it always come back to? Football. It always comes back to that, no matter.
Number one sport in America.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. And this is our chance. This is our chance. If we don't win this game, because I'm obviously playing. If Michigan doesn't win this game this weekend, I'm not going to answer my phone because my Buckeye friends are going to come out of the woodwork. I went to school with a lot of Ohio State fans, like guys that bleed. I mean, you heard Money Mike and the Browns. Like, you imagine how insufferable that was for college football every single day. We have to win this game. There's more pressure on me right now. I don't know how the team's dealing with that. I'm not going to be able to sleep.
I mean, they're obviously pressure on Michigan to win this game, but in reality, it's not like Michigan's losing the Big Ten if they lose this game. They have, what, a 3-game lead?
I might lose my soul, though.
Right. But I say, I think for fans, it's more important for this game. I'm not trying to diminish how the basketball
100%,
team feels.
100%.
But because of the school. Like, if this was Iowa, who cares? It's Iowa.
Yeah.
But
no, and I think that you're right on par there because for the team, it's whoever's the next opponent. Like, it's the
right.
next game. That is what it is. Like,
right. It's just
for
like
fans, it's like, oh, my God, it's Ohio State.
Right. For the team, it's like, yeah, this is a big test for us. Move on forward. If we lose, all right, still 2-game lead, whatever. Michigan State's on the schedule. There's an easy win. Like,
you going over or under?
I'm going to go over on the mention of the streak because I feel like just going into TV timeouts, if it ends up like, Ohio State's on a 6-0 run, speaking of runs, like, we're going to get that.
Will there be football in the montage to open the game? Because the game hits the hardwood. That's exactly how I would start it. I would go with the game hits the hardwood. These historic rivalries. I'd start with football, and then I'd parlay it into basketball. They've been playing football against each other since 1776. Well, they just started playing basketball as of last year. You know what I mean? Like, I'd tell a whole story about it going in. Be my opening montage. Well, that's me. Izzo had a great quote. We're going to talk about that Monday morning. And, of course, everything that happens over the weekend, the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Spartans, the Wolverines, they're all in action. Plus, you can get some action tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN2. Detroit at Memphis, 8 o'clock tip-off. Florida Panthers at the Red Wings, 7 o'clock puck drop. That's all for us here. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony saying so long. We'll see you Monday morning, same time, same place, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.